"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
Sticky notes, email alerts, a string around your finger. They're just not big enough.
So here's a big reminder from the California Lottery. Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is over 175 million. Whew. Play now. Please play responsibly. Must be 18 years or older to purchase player prime.
What is this?
How isn't this pleasant?
I don't understand.
We'll just do the show. When the snow is falling. Not pretty. Kind of romantic.
This is upsetting me.
Well, yeah, it's because we have a surprise guest on the John and Ken show.
What's that? Who's that?
Oh, look at that. I have to change something.
Hello? Hello? I hear a humming and a hissing in the background.
Well, I'm trying to get this fixed.
You can work the phones?
No. I'm sending a text to Eric
to see
if he can't fix this quickly, because I was just informed that our special guest is requesting something else.
A different song?
Correct. And the song apparently would be your wedding song.
Oh.
So,
I know who the guest is. Yeah.
Very good. I didn't remember your wedding song. I was there. Today is the Cobalt anniversary of their wedding. We're not going to really talk about how many years, but somewhere between 10 and 100.
Was that part of the deal?
Welcome our special guest.
Well, she was a child bride.
John's wife, Deborah. A child bride. That's right. That's a good way to put it.
I was told to say that.
Was that legal in New Jersey then?
Jersey? Yeah, sure.
Oh, my God.
We got married in Alabama, don't you remember?
Oh, I forgot. That's right. I did take a flight down there. Yeah.
Hello. Hi. Happy anniversary.
Thank you. This was not my idea. Ken just texted me like 5 minutes ago, and he's like, "Do you want to come for the anniversary?" And I'm like, "Yeah, sure, why not?" And then I was listening, and I heard that song, and I quickly texted Ken. I said, "That was not our wedding song." So
wait. Does John know? Do you think John remembers what the wedding song?
Oh yeah, because I picked it out.
Oh, John remembers. This is something people would like to know. He's the one who remembers the wedding anniversaries and little things like, oh, do you remember the first time we went on a bike ride? And, oh, do you remember the first time we did blank?
You're going to completely ruin my image here.
I was going to say.
No, you're going to blow the whole show.
He doesn't remember my name or Deborah's name someday. So
happy anniversary, you guys.
thank you. And then, like, he'll bring flowers for it. I'm like, what is this for?
You're overdoing this, okay?
He's so sweet.
Way too much.
He's built up a curmudgeon image all these years.
Wait a minute. I said, you know, I don't have a present for you. That's okay. I have one for you. No, people are going to be like, they're probably jamming on the car. Going, this is the same guy who screams all day. So, let's go. Okay.
Are you done?
So, what is the song, John?
It's Our Love Is Here to Stay.
Who is that? I don't know this song.
It's an old song from the 40s, I think.
Oh, my God. That's why I don't know it.
Yeah, it's one of the...
How old are you?
Huh? I would hear it as a kid, and
who
I really
sings
liked it. I don't know who had the hit record with it, but all the, you know, the...
I found an Ella Fitzgerald version.
Well, okay, Ella Fitzgerald sang it.
Wow.
She's really cool.
Yeah.
All right, play it.
Yeah, it was like a big band kind of swinging song.
Yeah. Sing it, Ella.
Tony Bennett sang it. Frank Sinatra.
It's very clear. Our love is here to stay. Not for a year.
This is the music I liked.
But ever and a day.
I thought you liked the pop hits of the 60s and 70s.
Not for a wedding. I went to a wedding once. And they played all the, like, the cheesy disco stuff, and I just thought, if I ever get married, I'm not playing any of this. So we just had big band standards and this kind of music.
Look at that.
Suddenly tuning in, they must be like, what is going on here? Like,
yeah, station change format.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, happy anniversary.
Thank you. And Ken, that was very sweet of you, you know, and I was glad you were there. Wow.
Wow.
It was a while ago. By the way, the composer of that is George Gershwin in F minor, if anyone is wondering.
Wow.
That's in F minor.
That's Rain Man-like. Well, happy anniversary to you.
Well, thank you.
You've exposed me as romantic and Ken is sensitive, so our careers are over now.
Happy Flag Day. Happy anniversary.
It's Flag Day, which I knew your anniversary was in June, but I didn't know the date. And then we talked about an hour ago and you mentioned it. So I thought since it is, and we're not allowed to say, but it's a kind of a milestone.
Sure.
And that was so sweet of you. I mean, really.
It was.
You've changed.
If it wasn't a milestone year, I wouldn't have done it. So just want to be clear about that because, you know. It's not like it's the fifth year or the 13th year or the.
It's a big one.
Don't go much higher because I'm the one that has to go home.
Yeah, I know. She asked me that when I texted her. Don't talk about the year, but be happy to celebrate the anniversary. Same thing just happened with my sister who had a birthday and we got together for her birthday and it's a milestone, but we can't talk about it. Year we just talk about.
Oh,
happy
see.
Birthday.
Oh,
yeah, same thing. There are still people that are very obsessed over not acknowledging. The exact math.
The inevitable.
but that's right. I was there. I was at your wedding. We were just talking about that before the show, yeah.
I really liked the wedding. It was a real reaction to another wedding that I went to, which had about 300 people. It was in a big hotel ballroom, and just everything about it was overdone. Like, everything. You know, the bridesmaid had... They had wild colored dresses and they had a disco band and it was crowded and there was like hundreds of tables. And I thought, no, this, I can't have this. So we just had a small wedding, about 65 people at a beachside hotel. And we had really classy music playing.
There you go.
Felt like a nightclub. That was the effect I wanted.
Today being June 14th, I saw a story that it looks like Flag Day has lost its appeal thanks to the wokesters because, you know. The American flag, that's all about imperialism, white supremacy, domination.
Well,
it seems to have lost some of its celebratory luster, is what I got out of the article.
Just among them.
I know, but there's them is the media sometimes, and all the media. Mm-hmm. Okay, I remember a few years back, maybe 10 or a little more years, they would do some little quick news segment on Flag Day. They didn't today anywhere that I looked. Oh. Except that one article I saw, which was, it's kind of muted.
Well, we'll acknowledge Flag Day because it's my anniversary.
Which That's is an true.
Even bigger holiday.
Now we'll all remember that your anniversary is Flag Day. All right, back in the real world, when we return, we will talk about this man, this vagrant, who shot a CHP officer in Studio City and then was finally caught, and wouldn't you know it, in a homeless encampment tent in Van Nuys. We'll tell you all we know about this horrific story, but it tells you what cops have to face when they do traffic stops. It's coming up.
John and Ken Show, KFI.
Well, there used to be a time, not that long ago, we were just talking about Flag Day, but in this case, we're talking about the dangers that police officers face. You know, whenever I look through the rag, the El Segundo Times, if there's any police coverage, it's about the fact that they shoot people. They shoot unarmed people, and it's just wrong, and it's terrible, especially people that are in a poor mental state. And we have to do something about the out-of-control police, which really doesn't happen that often. They don't shoot a lot of people,
rare.
Period.
Yeah.
Considering all the encounters that police have with everybody, they don't shoot a lot of people. It's also unusual that they get shot at. Doesn't happen that often, but when it happens, it's really scary. And last night in Studio City, a CHP officer pulled over a car. They ended up on Laurel Canyon Boulevard. This is around 8 p.m. And not too long after the traffic stop, this guy gets out of the car, pulls a gun, shoots the officer several times, and then speeds off. And this led to a huge manhunt. Apparently, they were able to trace the car to an apartment building in Van Nuys. And that's where the story stood last night. They were searching the apartment complex. They used flashbang grenades to gain access to an apartment that this man lived in with the roommate. So they knew who they were looking for. And his name is, you want to take a shot at it?
Pejman Iraq Khosrowbadi. Or something like that.
Pejman Iraj?
Iraq, I-R-A-Q, like the country.
Oh, I'm looking at a story that has it at IRAJ.
Channel 4 has it with a Q.
They do. Somebody with the middle name of Iraq. Mm. Yeah, no, the LA Times has it as Iraj, I-R-A-J.
All right, could be a typo.
Actually, I can break the tie here because I have Channel 7. Channel 7 has it as Iraj, I-R-A-J.
All right, we'll go with Iraj, 2-1.
Yeah, somebody at Channel 4 just thought, oh, just like the country, but I don't think it is.
Well, the thing is, with a name like this, you could have several typos who would know.
Yeah, I would imagine when the cop pulled this guy over, he ran the plate, so they already knew the vehicle and probably the person they were looking for, and then that led them to the apartment. He wasn't there, though. So they called out the Bloodhounds, and you'll be happy to know, Deborah Mark, the Bloodhound has a name, Piper.
Oh, that's a cute name.
A 4-year-old canine, yes.
Piper.
Who picked up the scent of blood left by the suspect at his apartment and tracked him down to a homeless encampment. He was hiding inside a tent in Van Nuys. Good dog.
This is
that
why
dog
we
deserves
don't eat
extra
dogs.
Treats.
Absolutely.
Yes.
That's right.
So you're okay with dogs working for police?
Yes.
Okay.
As long as we don't eat them, I'm okay with that.
Oh, you can do anything with them you want. You can enslave them, but
no,
you can't eat
them. I think their handlers are very nice to them.
I think so, too.
All right, so this guy had an apartment, but he went to hide in the homeless camp.
Yeah, because he knew they were probably going to come looking for him at his apartment. It looks like he ran home first, probably realized this is not a good idea. They're going to find me here. And then he ran off and he hid in this homeless encampment.
And the dog tracked him to the homeless encampment.
Yeah, they found blood in the apartment. Apparently, he may have been shot by the officer.
Yeah, they think he had a gunshot wound to the hand.
Right, so he bled. And then the Bloodhound picked up the scent, and sure enough, it tracked him to the homeless encampment.
Oh, because when I first heard the story, I thought it was a homeless guy that had gone crazy.
No, he's a 33-year-old military veteran. We don't know a lot about him besides that, why he would decide to hop out of the car and shoot at police. If you look at the photo that they're circulating, and I think it's the driver's license photo, probably. But I think there's a second photo I looked at where he does look a little unstable. Let's put it that way. I mean, he's got really long hair and a big beard. But one of the photos I looked at, he does have kind of nutty eyes. So he may have some. And as we're finding out more and more these days, he may be wanted for something. There may be a reason he did not want to deal with the police. And he decided to shoot his way out of there.
Usually,
I don't know.
Usually you don't get that crazy just over a traffic ticket. Unless
you should not.
Unless there's a warrant out.
I'm not even sure why they pulled him over. It was just a traffic stop. It doesn't say what it was for. But it just says that he wouldn't pull over initially. And they eventually he pulled over in a parking lot at a private K through 12 grade school. And then there was the physical altercation, and then he pulled the gun, fired a few rounds. The police officer was struck in the face. Now, he's in critical but stable condition, but...
That's not good.
That's not good when somebody manages to shoot you in the face. That's...
Yeah.
So they thought he was barricaded in the apartment, and that led to hours of, you know, what do we do? And then they eventually flashbanged their way in there, and they found the roommate, but he was gone.
He definitely looks like a crazy guy.
Yeah.
And way, way too much hair on his face and head. That's disturbing.
With a name
Mirage. I drive by that spot where he shot the cop three times a week.
Is that right? That's on Laurel Canyon?
Laurel Canyon. It's just south of Ventura Boulevard.
Is this the place where you get hamburgers or bagels?
There's a hamburger place nearby, and I go around the corner to get back on the 101, and yeah.
Lucky guess.
Yeah, there you go. Any road that I mention that I'm on, odds are there's some hamburger joint nearby.
Yeah.
That's all I do out there.
I wouldn't be surprised to find out that he might, because he's a military veteran, maybe have some form of PTSD or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that
about him.
I mean, either that he's got some hair trigger of a temper, or he's got a record, or both. Because 99.99% of traffic stops, you just sit there and you take the ticket, right?
Yes.
So then if a guy jumps out and he shoots a cop, of all things, I don't know how far out of his mind he's got to be. I mean, he could also be on some crazed drug.
That's also possible,
but,
too.
You know, let's say he doesn't look like an accountant. He looks like a guy that's going to cause some kind of trouble.
Right.
I mean, weird-looking people are weird-looking for a reason. And the behavior and their background usually matches the way they present themselves.
You would think that someone would pull over for a simple traffic stop, getting a ticket. But if he has, if there's some sort of warrant in the system or something that he did not want to be caught, that could explain why he opened fire and proceeded to run away. Of course, this being L.A. County, and we have a DA that doesn't really prosecute people, you should have taken your chances, right? Whatever it is that you might have been wanted for.
This guy shot a cop? I mean, Gascon?
Well, now, yeah, it's an attempted murder.
Gascon's going to name a street after him.
Well, they don't... I hope it doesn't go that far.
Does Gascon put out bounties now for that? I forgot.
But this would be worth tracing through the system, because... this presents a bit of a conundrum.
Well,
for Gascon, right? Oh, well, you know what? I could have just had a bad day. You shoot somebody, you shouldn't have to go to prison for a long time. Oh, but he shot a cop? Well, let me think about that.
You think that there should be enhancements because he used a gun? So is Gascon, now that he's right on the precipice of a recall election, is he going to not prosecute with gun enhancements for a cop shooter?
Or is he going to make a big show of this to try to fend off the recall by saying that he will prosecute to the fullest extent so he can look like he's doing something for law enforcement and the people that are about to sign the petition?
It's not going to do him any good to let this guy off on light charges. That's not going to help his cause.
Right. But you did not, at least as far as we know, John, you didn't get your vagrant story. This is not a vagrant. He just...
No.
And actually, I saw a man who was in the tent with him interviewed on Channel 7.
Oh, really?
And it didn't make a lot of sense. The homeless man, not besides that, but he just said that, he talked to me. He told me he was some sort of veteran, but he didn't really provide a good explanation as to why he was.
I'm guessing
he hopped in his tent.
Either has a record or he's done a lot of terrible things and wasn't caught, because usually you don't start off, your first crime is shooting a cop.
Right.
Usually there's an on-ramp there. And, you know, he had a gun to begin with, so that's what's he walking around with a loaded gun while driving? He's Well, we'll find out more about him.
Ah, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
Hey, a quick reminder that just 3 days away, we'll be back with our Moistline crowd, and you can still be a part of it by leaving a message to the Talk Radio, the iHeartRadio app. That's the talkback option with the microphone, or you can call the Moistline number, 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. Up in Sacramento, the hacks, and it's almost all Democrats, have come up with a budget. That would be the state Senate and Assembly. They have to mesh it with Newsom.
It's missing something.
It is missing something, and that's because there's a pretty big divide as to how to give people gas price relief. Newsom wants to give people who have a car money. The legislature wants to make sure it just goes to poor people, and including those who don't even drive cars.
This is so simple. Don't you hate these guys? Don't you just despise these guys? It's a gas tax rebate. Give a rebate to everybody who pays gas tax, which would be everyone who has a registered car. Simple.
That would be the connection.
Call up the car registry. Send all those people a rebate check now. Nothing to debate. Enough with your weird, woke, equity nonsense. Don't want to hear it. I pay gas tax. I want a gas tax rebate. And end of discussion. End of negotiation.
We'll be talking to Assemblyman Vince Fong, a Republican from Bakersfield, after 3 o'clock. It looks like the Republicans have gotten together and had a news conference today saying 6 months, no action on gas cost relief for Californians. This legislature is not doing anything for people. So we'll get into that after 3 o'clock. Speaking of cars, we did not realize this, but apparently last week there was a 9-hour meeting, 9 hours, of the California Air Resources Board as they were discussing the mandate for electric cars. People showed up in big numbers, car owners, of course, environmentalists, people from the industry that produces cars, all of them with their opinions about the mandate we have in California, which bans the sale of new gas-powered cars in 2035. And I should repeat or clarify that's new cars.
You know what
You're
I think?
You're still going to be able to buy used cars that are gas, but you will not find new cars that are gas-powered.
I think I'm going to go out and buy 5 cars and put them in storage. So for
not
the rest
a bad
of my
idea.
Rest
Keep
of my
them
life,
shiny. And
yeah, I'm not dealing with this.
They let's hope the gas stations stay open, though, for you.
That's what they'll do. They'll shut down the gas stations, won't they, the bastards?
They'll choke you off at the source.
That's right. Why'd you say that?
You'll have to go to Russia to get your...
So they
want to begin in 2026. That's only a few years away. With 35% of the new car sales have to be electric or other zero-emission vehicles. 35%. As I said, that's barely 3.5 years away. And then in 2035, all new gas-powered car sales would be banned. What is the percentage today of new car sales that are zero emission? It's 12%. I thought it was lower than that, but that's California numbers.
Yeah, because
nationwide, I think it's in the single digits.
Yeah, it's 4% nationwide.
Right.
It's of pure electric cars and hybrid plug-ins. Last year was 656,000, 4% of the total market.
Right. So a number of the, believe it or not, California Air Resources Board members are questioning whether or not this deadline is going to come too soon. They're asking questions as to whether or not it's practical. And as you might expect, it's going to leave out the middle class and the poor people. Who electric? One even compared it to the housing situation that we may find it's just out of reach for many residents of California to try to obtain an electric car.
Let's say you were newly born into California as an adult and you had no idea about this issue, right? You've become conscious. If you spent, I would think, a half hour on the internet, you would learn that, first of all, there are not going to be enough electric cars manufactured to meet the demand, if the demand is forcibly created by the government. Secondly, you don't have the charging stations. Thirdly, you don't have the electricity manufactured for this. There's no electrical grid that can handle this kind of thing. So you don't have the cars, you don't have the charging stations, you don't have the electricity, and you don't have the materials to build the batteries to create the electric cars.
And right now, all new cars are almost difficult to get because of the whole chip shortage that's going on.
Then there's that.
Now, that could straighten out in a year or two, but somebody said that 2 years ago, and we're still have the problem.
They are so far away from this occurring, and they've always been this far away. This is just one of Newsom's little fantasy bubbles he throws up to show that I'm forward-thinking, I'm progressive, I'm a visionary, because all it costs him is one paragraph on a sheet of paper for a press release. That's all he has to do. He's not manufacturing the cars. He's not manufacturing the batteries. He's not mining the minerals. He's not building the electrical grid. He's not installing the charging stations or manufacturing them. He can put out a press release. I declare executive order.
That's what he did a couple of years ago.
That's what he did.
He put out this executive order, which CARB has to carry out. And now they're holding hearings as to whether or not this is practical with
now,
these deadlines.
CARB is the most top-down, communistic, control-freak organization you will find in America. This is their whole policy. All their policies are straight out of the Soviet Union. And even they're looking at this and going, well, how are we going to implement this? How do we do this? I mean, if CARB puts up a stop sign, you know you've gone off the cliff. And he certainly has.
So they're going to need about 1.2 million chargers to be installed around the state, as they expect, based on their projections, 8 million electric cars in the state in the year 2030. That's their calculations.
1.2 million chargers.
That's what they're going to need to add in the next. And 2030 is only 7 years, 7.5 right. years away. So,
And where are those being manufactured?
Well, there you go. That could ramp up employment if we need it. I don't know.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, and you know, where are the materials coming from? What's the supply chain like for those materials? Where are the factories? You know, they're not in California.
They're going to try to give the car makers credit towards meeting the sales targets because some of the automakers are saying the timeline is too tight. And, you know, there's always this threat that screw the California market if this becomes just unfeasible. Why should we go out of our way to, because they have all these requirements here. Electric cars have to go at least 150 miles on a single charge. Batteries would need to be durable and carry a manufacturer's warranty. At least 80% of the original range must be maintained over 10 years. This is what they're requiring the automakers to do with the electric cars.
150 miles for range is the minimum requirement?
The minimum, yes. On a
single charge. That won't get a lot of people in Southern California to work and back.
No, I mean, I don't know what I haven't looked at a regular electric car these days and how much miles they get, but I do know that some of the Teslas can get at least 200.
Oh, no, the Teslas answer all the objections. If you can afford a Tesla, you don't have to worry about life for the most part. But all the other models, which cost significantly less.
Tesla has the advantage. It has its own charging network.
Right. So
you cannot use them if you have another electric car. It's not going to work.
So. They estimate almost 65,000 jobs would be lost because of this mandate. Mechanics most affected. More than half the mechanics would be out of business. I don't know. I suppose I'm sure they'll have a welfare program for mechanics.
What was really shocking in this story in Cal Matters, look who showed up, Meg Whitman.
Oh,
well, not that way, Meg Whitman. This is Meg Whitman, a 42-year-old Sacramento-based physician.
Another Meg Whitman.
Who was there to complain about her son having asthma. You see, because exhaust from the freeways.
Well, maybe you ought to move away from the freeways. You know, I'm kind of up to here with people saying, well, you know, all these freeways, they contribute to pollution. It's like, so don't live next to a freeway. You know, there's a lot of rural areas in America. There's a lot of wide open spaces. People are choosing to live where they live. We've kind of lost that whole concept. If you live in a place and you don't like it, then you have to move. But increasingly, they want us to shut down society, shut down the economy, shut down transportation. We need more highways, not less. We need more lanes, more freeways.
By the way, there were representatives from 1, 2, 3, 4 states, New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, and Oregon, who said, oh, we support the proposal, and we're going to have similar rules in our states. Yeah, this idea that everybody follows California. I don't know. They passed the Global Warming Act, what, in 2006?
Yeah.
Nobody has anything like that.
No, nobody has. You know, I get, there's a story I found. I haven't read it yet. Maybe we can get into it tomorrow. There's a woman, Rachel Wolf, in the Wall Street Journal, who, for a story idea, actually, she wanted to do this. She and her friend drove from New Orleans to Chicago and back in an electric car in 4 days. She said she'd never do it again, at least not the way the world is set up right now, because of the charging stations.
Right.
You know, and like she had a PlugShare app to help find where the charging options are, but most were classified as level 2, which means you required 8 hours for a full charge. Okay. So the charging stations they do have,
like maybe, that's a commitment.
Yeah. Maybe your car is capable of getting charged much quicker than that, but you have to have, again, the electric supply.
All right. We got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
Well, your California driver is going to get any help with the high gas prices. It was promised by the governor in his budget address in January. The legislature's talked about it. It's almost July. Still nothing. They've come up with a budget in Sacramento. That's the state assembly and Senate led by way too many Democrats, but they have nothing in there right now about gas price relief. We'll talk about it after 3 o'clock with Republican assembly member Vince Fong. We talked about this case a few weeks ago, and today was the day where the decision was announced by a high court in New York State, and they ruled 5-2. This is the Court of Appeals that Happy the elephant, who's at the Bronx Zoo, is not a person, in a legal sense.
Did you hear this? Deborah, did you hear this?
Yes.
Happy the elephant.
I know.
Somebody sued that Happy was a person. And had the right to be moved from the zoo.
It was an animal advocacy organization. They argued that Happy was being illegally detained at the Bronx Zoo and should be transferred to a more natural environment like a sanctuary.
Yeah.
It hinged on the cornerstone legal principle of habeas corpus, which people assert to protect their bodily liberty and to contest illegal confinement. So should it be extended to what they call cognitively complex animals like elephants?
Yes.
No, the court said. Chimps were also offered up. Dogs, not the same, according to this evaluation.
No, dogs are not cognitively complex.
My dogs are, let me tell you.
Most smart.
Even the animal rights group did not offer them up, as they think it comes down to elephants and chimps right now because, well, they're in a lot of zoos anyway.
I can think of a lot of people that don't deserve this protection because they're not cognitively complex.
One of the judges said, well, no one disputes the impressive capabilities of elephants. We reject the petitioner's arguments that's entitled to seek the remedy of habeas corpus on Happy's behalf. By the way, Happy is named Happy because after it was captured in Thailand, this elephant's more than 40 years old and brought to the United States. Its first job was in some sort of circus show where all the elephants were named after the dwarfs. Snow White's dwarfs.
Oh, I see.
So that's why this one's Happy. Right. So,
well, we don't know. We don't know how the elephant feels.
I don't think the elephant is probably happy.
They claim, Deborah, that it is bonded with its handlers at the zoo and does appear to be well-adjusted. And they didn't use the word happy, but they say that our elephants look great. They feel great.
How many of us are?
How do we know that?
how do we know he doesn't want to be there?
Well, but the elephant doesn't have a choice.
I think, though, that if animals are in a place for a long time, they're probably very set in their ways.
And he's older. He's in his 40s. Oh. He doesn't want to move again. You know how it is. You get set in your ways.
Elephants are extremely social by nature, unlike John Cobalt. They roam in herds, and they communicate with each other. Low-frequency rumbles. They even angle their bodies to communicate.
Did I ever tell you about the one really intimate experience I had with an elephant?
Intimate is a tricky word. How intimate?
Well, I don't mean it like that. Well, we went on a safari probably about 10 years ago to Africa, And you could stand really close to where the elephants marched. And they were in their herd, their families, right?
Yeah.
And they're walking by. And I looked at one. It was a male elephant. And he looked at me. And our eyes met. And he nodded at me and waved his trunk. And then kept going. And I felt like we made eye contact, that we connected in some deep way. I really do. I still remember his, I remember his face.
How about that?
Oh, that's so sweet.
No,
No, it is. It's very, that's very touching, John. Wow.
That's twice this hour.
I know. There is something very wrong with you. Are you feeling okay? Do you have a fever?
No, well, I'm feeling weak.
Happy has actually been tested. Happy distinguished, it's a female, by the way, John, distinguished herself as especially cognitively advanced. Back in 2005, she passed a mirror self-recognition test. She touched an X marked on her head with her trunk while looking in the mirror to kind of say, oh, that's me.
And she said, how's my hair look? Do I look fat?
Got any nuts? The first elephant to show such a degree of self-awareness. Only human infants, apes, and dolphins had done something like that before. So that's what made Happy very special. And that's why they were really pushing for her freedom from the zoo. But she lost.
Well, at least she's not in a circus.
Yes, and she apparently was part of her life some sort of performing circus.
I miss circuses. I once rode an elephant in a circus.
Yeah, I got on an elephant at the Orange County Fair, and never again, because I couldn't spread that wide to sit on it. It was horrific.
Oh, my God.
My hamstrings were killing me.
I was on an elephant in Long Beach once.
Yeah?
Yeah. And it is tough sitting on those elephants, because we went for elephant rides in Thailand. And I remember it was scary being up there.
Yeah, I have a tough enough time on a horse, but an elephant.
I don't ride horses because I just don't think it's fair to them. So I certainly wouldn't ride an elephant. Eric, stop giving me those mean looks.
The horse wouldn't even notice you.
Still, I just don't think.
Well, I rode a horse in Iceland, and it loved me. And in fact, it kept stopping to feed itself, which I said, stop that. But at the end.
You said, stop that.
I gave it a treat. And you know what happened? I walked away to go back to join the group. And that horse came pushing up behind me and pushed me in the back, wanted more. It's actually very cute. You got anything else?
Because when they eat, this was true with the elephant too, they dip their heads way down and you've got to hold on for dear life so you don't slide off the down the trunk.
Okay, can I just say one thing? See how you guys are complimenting these animals and you're enjoying them? Okay, so then why do you think animals deserve to be consumed? People do eat horse meat.
I don't eat elephant meat.
I'm sure there are people who eat elephant meat.
I have never had chimp meat.
But see how special animals are.
I don't get much out of a cow. I'm sorry.
Well, if you know what? Look, maybe if you rode a cow and gave it a treat,
it would just stare like, what the hell?
Look, you don't know.
Yeah, right. Cows are not cognitively complicated.
I don't think they are. No. Does that mean we can eat them? Yeah, that's debatable. Just because something is inert. All right. We got a lot to do when we come back. We're going to talk to Assemblymember Vince Fong, a Republican from Bakersfield. The Democrats have come up with their dopey budget. It's huge, of course. I think it's $300 billion
or something. But no gas tax rebate
at the moment. Or not gas tax, but gas price rebate. Nothing for gas prices. Coming up next.
John and Ken Show. Deborah Mark has the news. KFI AM 640. Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
Sticky notes, email alerts, a string around your finger. They're just not big enough.
So here's a big reminder from the California Lottery. Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is over 175 million.
Whew.
Play now. Please play responsibly. Must be 18 years or older to purchase player 5.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.